We'll come out of recess. It's 9:30 a.m. Next on the agenda is bid recommendations for jail security system number 201510-316.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is actually a sole source. It's on the agenda as a bid recommendation. It serves the same purpose, basically, but this is a sole source declaration request that I have based on a request made both by the Sheriff's Department and Building and Grounds concerning the jail hardware, software maintenance, and repair. And I have copies of what I'm about to read towards the purpose of requesting a motion for declaration if you all want copies. What I have here, so you can follow me along. The sheriff's here with me this morning because he brought this to our attention more than anybody and with a lot of detail. And so that request was published on October the 17th. This notice of intent to declare sole source provider, and I published it in both news publications. This notice of intent to declare single feasible sole source is SSP number 201510-316 as defined in section 50.783 revised statutes of Missouri. The Tannehill County Purchasing Department released this notice of intent on October 17, 2015, which I just mentioned, via both newspapers in the county as required. Also posting this on our website, it included a detailed document, which you all have copies of right now, to establish Argyle Security Group Incorporated as a sole source provider for jail security hardware, software maintenance, and repair. Argyle supplied the permanently installed equipment and software currently in place in the Taney County Jail with the new judicial, when the new judicial facility was originally constructed about 7 years ago. Maintenance should be done on an annual basis, and the main purpose of this task here is to accomplish that. This will be a one-time purchase due to the fact that part of the services include an option for Argyle to train our employees to perform future annual maintenances. Although it appears that current state statutes would not require this absolute declaration, we have decided to follow a more complete process using sole source determinations to ensure a fair, transparent, and competitive result. Given these factors, the Taney County Purchasing Department recommends Argyle Security Group Incorporated as a single feasible source for this needed purchase. Allowing for all the above information, at this time, I would ask if anyone here present now has any questions concerning this process. Now then, I would like to make an announcement requesting that if in fact there is any person or persons here now who feels they or their company can immediately offer an alternative to the Argyle Security Group Incorporated, which is as beneficial to Taney County as well as financially advantageous for these required jail security services, please come forward now. Seeing no such person, I ask that a motion be made to declare Argyle Security Group Incorporated as a sole source provider for this purchase. Thank you.
Sheriff, you have anything?
No, sir.
Move to award bid number 201510 to 316, making it a sole source provider to Argyle Security Group.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I will see that the correct documentation is forwarded to you all for signature, and I'm sure the sheriff will notify the vendor.
Well, we'll get on the vendor and go ahead and move forward then with doing this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys already have who's going to do the training part? The employees are selected.
Agent of Record, 2016. This is a letter from the Taney County Commission to the agent of record for 2016, our two Cox Health plans, to whom it may concern as a matter of clarification to the earlier letter, which was sent to you on October 13, 2015. Our current agent of record, Barker Phillips Jackson, is to receive their monthly commission until December 31, 2015. Please provide the current policy information, including renewal for 2016, to the newly named agent of record, Hollis Akers and Arnie, at 201 Buccaneer Boulevard, Branson, Missouri. That's our letter.
Move to approve the letter.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Memorialization of Terms of Appointment of Insurance Agent of Record 2015, Property and Liability. We got two different.
Didn't that say 2016? Or is the documentation different than what I...
It's 2015-2016, but I think it's the start date of October 1st, or I'd have to read it again. But yeah, October 1st, 2015 to October 1st, 2016.
Okay.
Should we just read the whole thing?
No.
No.
Move to approve the memorialization of terms of appointment of insurance agent of record 2015 for health.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I did health. That's what he had up.
Health. Then we've got
is it the same packet?
That's what I think it is.
Move to approve the memorialization of terms of appointment of insurance agent of record 2015 for property and liability.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Benefits update with Hollis Akers and Arn.
Morning, John.
Morning.
Thanks.
John Akers with Hollis Akers, Arnie. Remember last week I was here and discussed our renewal options. With Cox Health Plans, we went back to them, as we discussed, to ask if we did not go out to bid, if they could sweeten their offer a little bit. Didn't have a lot of in our hand to play poker with 102% loss ratio coming off 110. However, the first sheet you will see was a 10.3 for the base plan, 10.1% increase for the buy-up. That's been reduced to 8.9 and 8.7, respectively. So we would recommend that we stay with Cox Health Plans for this year and see what the commission's thoughts are in regard to payment of those terms. And then there was a question as well. I believe we pay some toward dependents now as well, so we'll need to memorialize that because we're going to go toward open enrollment, hopefully this time next week. Next Tuesday is when we're hoping to have the employee meetings. so we need clarity from you guys on how we're going to move forward.
Is there a way to negotiate to where next year they won't raise it more than a set percentage?
There is. You know, there are multi-year deals that you can get coming off of 110 and a 102. They really didn't want to do a multi-year deal. I mean, so to answer your question, yes, it exists, but that's not something they want to put on the table for this.
Because they lost more money than they gained off of it?
Well, their pure loss ratio just for medical claims is 102%, right?
Don't they have insurance against that?
Well, they've got the pooling, but that's already out of there. So they lost money on you. I mean, the bottom line this year, now that's the breaks, right? That's the way insurance works, but it is kind of a tough year. But a single-digit increase, quite candidly, is not that bad when you look at what other people are seeing.
What did you say last week, Dan? Some are selling 28% or something?
28% is what the least amount that the sewer district had whenever they went out for bid. So I don't think they were going to accept that, but that's... do we need a motion to proceed with Cox health plans at this percentage? Is that the correct way to go about this? Well, that'll be my motion, that we proceed with the Cox Health System plans with an increase. And you'll have to tell me this. I thought the numbers were different that you quoted there than what I see on my sheet. What was it?
The renewal was 10.3, but the new one is 8.9 for the base plan and 8.7 for the buyout percent increase. Okay.
Using 8.9 and 8.7 as the increase numbers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, do we need to, John, do we need to proceed with a motion on the dependents? The reason I bring this up is because I'm the one that brought this into existence years ago when we had a tremendous increase, and it left the employees, put some of the employees in an awful position with the increase for their family members and things. So it was $100 that we added to it. Most other places doesn't do that. I mean, matter of fact, a lot of other companies and systems have the employees pay a percentage themselves for their own insurance. I don't have any problem going ahead and proceeding with the $100 as it existed in the current plan. I'll leave that up to you two gentlemen.
No, just continue on what we've done for however many years.
Yeah.
So it's the intent of the commission to continue that on?
It is, but do we need to, that's expenditure of funds, do we need to go ahead and make a motion to do so? Is there anything that the benefits HR people need to say on this issue other than I know that it's a big help to the employees?
The only comment I'd have, too, is that obviously with that 8.9% increase, then the cost for dependents is going up as well. So that $100, although I'm sure that they would very much appreciate you keeping that going, they still are going to have more out of their pocket for dependents as well,
right,
even with this, because, you know, that's not going up as well. So.
Right. Do we need to make a motion to keep it in existence? Brandon or Mike, is that your wishes, or?
I think it's our intention, but can we say that without looking at the budget that's going to be presented to us here in the next few minutes? Or do we need to wait on?
No, I don't think we need to wait. If we had a question as to the amount of the increase that was given us and the amount of dollars that were saved by him going back to Cox and negotiating, I think that we go ahead and so that there's no undue burden to the county employees. I'm willing to set it at the $100 as previously set. Because they're going to, what he's going to do is, we don't have open enrollment here this next week or so, and they need to understand that.
Fine.
So, if that needs to be made into a motion, I'll proceed to do so.
I think it's just, no, that's our intent.
Well, it's already in there. You approved the plan that you currently have at an 8.9% increase, right? So I would think that probably, that there's no change in the way you're paying as a county. So I'm comfortable with that if you guys are.
All right.
There, Danny, you're saying there won't be an increase in what the county pays towards the pension, though? This still just be the flat $100.
Flat $100, which is the status quo. Okay, following that up, Fort Dearborn has your life, disability, and other coverages. It's actually a two-year rate lock through 2016, so I don't believe that you need to vote on that, but I'd leave that to your discretion, but it's locked in, and there's no increase in that.
How did we... I'm a little bit lost. Did the negotiations last year of Barker, Phillips, Jackson set it for 2 years lock-in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Because I didn't think that we did anything.
Right. It's pretty typical when you come down to ancillary coverages like that where they'll give a multi-year deal. Two years is most typical. Sometimes you can get three, but as we come to it, we're still locked in through 2016.
Did we award it as a two-year, though, or did we only award it as a one-year?
No. What I'm asking him was, is our agent of record negotiated it.
Right.
I didn't know anything about it myself.
When it was presented to us last year, did we do a two-year or one-year with it?
I have no idea.
Move to award...
Fort Dearborn, what you're looking for?
Yeah, what's the dental, life, voluntary life, and disability insurance?
Well, the dental is actually with Assurant, so yeah, I don't know if you want to handle that with two different motions or put it all together, but Fort Dearborn has life, disability, short-term and long-term, and voluntary programs, and Assurant has the dental.
So, you'll go to your motion on the Dearborn. I don't think we need to. It's locked in already.
Well, it's locked in, but did we do a one-year or two-year? Without going upstairs and finding out, we might as well just do it and get it over with.
Okay.
Or do you ladies know if we did a two-year or a one-year with it? I'd rather be safe than sorry. There's no sense
in
doing it.
Okay, go ahead.
So move to award to Dearborn the existing coverage we have with them to extend for the second year.
Second, that's through 2016.
Right? Yes, sir.
Not seconded the motion.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
And the dental was Assurant?
Yes.
And did you, is that the same as well?
No increase, flat renewal.
Move to award to Assurant the dental.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
The only thing I have for you, gentlemen, outside of that is the flexible spending account. There is some participation, but not as much as we'd like to see from the county employees. That's where they can take pre-tax dollars out of their paycheck and be able to pay for deductibles and co-pays and all those things. Currently, there is the county pays $4 per participant in the program, and I believe there's about 35 that take advantage right now. But then they have to pay $18 for a credit card, basically to be able to swipe whenever they're using their benefits and doing their things. That's kind of unusual. We don't see that very much out there in the marketplace. We're recommending that you switch to TASC, which is Total Administrative Services Company. That's a proposal on the right side of your packet. I won't bore you with just, there's several pages there. It's $5.25 instead of $4. However, that includes that credit card, so that you don't have to pay that $18. And if you'll remember, when you have a flexible spending account, it saves the county money as well, because when that money's pre-tax, then you don't have to put in your matching FICA and those dollars, and so it actually saves the money you pay out. Candidly, you make back in tax savings. It doesn't, you know, it's not some big money maker, but it really doesn't cost you anything to offer the plan. And so we'd like to recommend that you look at TASC, go with that at $5.25 for the employees, and then we're going to do an educational campaign to do our best to get as many of them on it as we can.
So the way that this operates now is I just bring the receipts in, and the new plan will have a credit card that we'll swipe at that time?
I believe you have a credit card now, correct?
You can use the card.
That's the way that that's the way that I thought that most people did it there. Right, but is there any promotional type situation when you have open? I call it open house. When you have
open enrollment.
When you have open enrollment, is there any way you can visit with the employees or have some type of? I don't think they understand it.
Well, and actually, I was in HR meeting with those ladies just before we came in here, and that was part of our discussions. Is I think you're right. I don't think that they do.
It's a benefit to them to have that. It's a benefit to them and a benefit to the county. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that they understand that. Because I'd like to see more people. You said there's just 38 people?
35,
38. There's 260 employees, plus or minus. And there should be over half that at least are involved in this. So if not everybody, I mean, that's just the way I look at it. So.
That is definitely part of our discussions, is to incorporate this program and then try to educate the staff. HR's had several discussions this year with folks, and the feeling is that we've not done a great job of really getting out and explaining it to people, and so that's what we'll plan to do.
What's discouraged a lot of employees, because we didn't have the Benny, we just now getting to where we use that Benny card. And you had mentioned a lot of employees, they don't want to have to take it out of their check and then come in and be reimbursed, to where if we get a card, which I think that's what you're...
It's part of the package.
And that card costs us $18 right now with ASI, and a lot of people don't want to pay the $18 each year. And so, but we could get that card, and then I think you'd see more people using it, because then they wouldn't have to take it out of their pocket. What's being paid in would just come out with the when they use the card.
Plus the hassle of having to file the claims and all
yes.
that stuff, right?
Yes.
Is there a grace period with TASC like there is ASI?
That's really the county's decision, but yes. In other words, that goes into the law. That you're talking about the rollover provision where you can still use the money the next year? Yes.
And we have that now.
Okay. Yeah. And we would just write it up to either mirror what you currently have, or if you want to make changes, we can do that too. But that just comes into the law and what you can do. And yes, TASC can have a rollover provision in it too.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
It's not for very long. I mean, it's for
like 3 months.
Yeah.
But it used to be if you didn't use it by December 31st, then you just lost it.
Right.
And that was the concern people had.
Mm-hmm.
But now, so there is a rollover provision, and it's fairly new, Danny. It's moved the last couple of years. It's right. Not.
The thing of it is 1 year I didn't use all of what I had. Mm-hmm. But it ended on December the 31st that year. But the fact is when you went back and looked at the taxes that I would have been paying on it, it still was a benefit
right.
to me as not even using the number. And I lost that number, but if I had to pay taxes on it, it would have been more than that amount anyway. So I think if there's some way that we could encourage the employees, one thing that the employees with this $100 for their families, I mean, they should they should participate in everything that we have available that's good for them, and this is good for the county too. Mm-hmm.
So do you need us to...
We'll have to make a motion on it because we're switching companies on this one.
Right.
And we are asking the county to pick up the $5.25, and it's, which as opposed to the $4.
Card.
Yeah, but that's all in. There's no additional card fee or whatever, so it's a little more expensive, but certainly not a whole lot.
Can we still use the... So the money isn't necessarily ASI's. It'll roll over into this new program?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know you.
You'll just finish out the year. I mean, in other words, with the ASI program, you'll start new January 1.
Right. There'll be no rollover this year.
Well, I was going to say, what about this year, though? If you don't use everything up, can you still go in through January, February,
yes.
March?
Yes, that's all the agreement.
Yes.
It that's through ASI, too?
Uh-huh. With this company we have ASI now, yes, you'll get to use it up. I mean,
you just have to use it through ASI and not through...
You still have to just... Yeah. It's really... And it's just an extended claim filing period, right?
Right?
In other words, you can't... You don't accrue other benefits. And so you just finish up with the one you currently have, and then these guys would take over.
Take over new monies.
Correct.
On January.
You got it there?
Move to... award...
Flexible spending account.
I'll say flexible spending account to TASC.
And you want to include, or is it already included, the $5 for the credit card?
That's part of the program.
That's part of the program?
It's all in.
Second.
With discussion? Or Mike, can you say discussion?
Well, yeah, with some discussion.
Girls, is there anything, do you have any input on that at all? Okay, so and this will benefit Ruth. Do you think it's all right? Okay. I'm assuming you're fine with it, Don.
Oh, yes. I'm very much fine with it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Next on the agenda, we have Taney County Auditor presenting preliminary budget to commission.
Thanks, sir.
Joe's going to get it where we can put it on the screen. Somebody else wants to see it there. While he's doing that, I'll kind of tell you where we're at. We, of course, September 1 is when all the requests are supposed to be in. Those don't show up. By September 10th, we build a budget for whatever department or fund didn't turn in the budget. We then compile those. We've been trying to use... our new program from Mass 90, and it has served us real well as far as getting it in there. I have the biz broadcast has given me all kinds of trouble as far as sending it out. So what I've had to do is kind of work around the biz broadcast, and I've been sending it out to you. I think you guys should have got it by email on Friday of last week. I have shared with all the elected officials, department heads.
Do you know which one it is,
Rick? Yeah, it is. I can't see it very well yet.
You want to shut these lights off here?
May have to. Thank you. Yeah. That's the one. Let's go to the tab 101. There's a whole bunch of tabs down here. This is I think that looking at the size of this document, you'll see why that maybe the Biz Broadcast has trouble sending this out. There's probably 15, 20 tabs. Down at the bottom, Stacy?
Yeah.
The tabs there. I want you to find them.
That's 101 that's on it.
Okay, good. And so can we can start there then.
Can you enlarge that print?
Probably she can if she knows what she's doing, but
that's
I don't know.
I thought maybe he left out of here. I'm sure he could have done that.
Well, we can enlarge the print, but I...
That's better.
Just go across there, and that's not going to fit on the screen very well, though. Go over to the last part of it, then, the 16 requests and actuals right there.
You want to trade seats, Danny?
I can see it now. I'm looking over my glasses instead of through them.
What did you want?
That you're fine right there. We'll go up and down there. Guys, what I did on this salary or this budget is I left all the salaries in at the 2015 level when we built the budget. And I know some of those has changed since then. I sent that out. We actually put the salaries in the individual lines, and I asked all the department heads, elected officials to check that, because the dilemma with that is that once in a while we have a part-time employee that we don't know is part-time or that we don't know what amount of part-time they are, so we tried to get those in as accurate as possible and got a lot of response to that, so we appreciated that. And I think it's important that we talk about salaries quite a bit, because I think that will be the real dilemma in working with this budget. I think the statutes say that I'm supposed to recommend and you guys are supposed to set the salaries, and I don't think you guys want to be in the business of setting every individual salary, but I do believe that you have to decide, are there amounts available for raises? When will those raises be given? And I want to point out that my recommendation to you for that would be look at that, look at this budget. I'm going to ask you to look into the future and see what's going to happen in the next 2-3 years and then decide what you can give as raises. I would give a portion of that at the first of the year, either as a cost of living or some sort of a raise that everyone gets a part of that, and then hold a portion of that until June or July. And by that time, hopefully our new HR person can have a document that would be objective and be able to give merit raises at that time, use the rest of it to get merit raises. I think in order for you guys to do that, you'd probably need to have a policy. And I think that that would be a real advantage to you because then you won't have to worry about someone wanting a raise because the department's changed or something like that. It'll just have to happen at one of those two times. So I would appreciate you considering that. I will say now, I always tend to be conservative on this. And if you look down, can you scroll down to where we find the totals of the revenues there? Keep going, you'll see it right there, okay? Now, as you look at that, the $12,865,500 is the revenues I'm projecting for this next year. And we actually projected revenues of $12,512 in 2015. Now, that looks like I'm predicting more revenue than what you did last year. The dilemma is that last year we did not have any grants that were in there, and this year it does include an $828,000 airport grant. So if you take that $828,000 out of there, I'm predicting about $500,000 less than what you guys did last year. That's really conservative, and the reason that probably is $500,000 less is the biggest reason is because last year we recognized that we were behind on prisoner boarding reimbursement, and we actually put in $500,000. So that's probably the biggest reason it's dropped. I did increase the sales tax a little bit. I decreased recorder's fees a little bit. I think collector's fees were up. Those are the three major revenues that we have coming in. A lot of the other ones are big in amounts, but they really don't make a big difference in the total. So, you guys have any questions, comments, you stop me and ask. So you have any questions or comments about the revenues? Okay. Stacy, let's go to the page that it'll say GCR totals. So down at the tab, and you'll have to, and guys, I put a pink tab on yours so you could go there quickly. All of those between there and the sheets are your different departments and general county revenue. General county is the most difficult one for us to balance as far as incoming revenues, outgoing expenses. And so we probably spend most of our time talking about that. But this page has all those totals. You can actually compare the 2015 budgeted, the actuals, and you can see the 2016 request and what I have set in there for you to approve, which you may change some of those, several of those may be changed. I have talked with each of these departments, and I believe that barring the fact that you guys do have to work with salaries, the rest of their expenses they have agreed are appropriate. The sheriff did want more money in there for new vehicles, and I think I sent you information. You need to decide if that's something you want to do, because the cost analysis we did kind of indicated that you should have a program that you look at those vehicles, but just because they turn 100,000 or just because they turn 80,000, it's not really a good idea to say we're going to get rid of them. You need to look at them. The cost difference in most of those vehicles between 80,000 and 140,000 was no more than $6,000. So you get, you know, 60, 80,000 for $6,000. If it's a good vehicle, you don't have very much maintenance cost. Obviously, we should keep them. So we need to look at that. And then also, the IT department, when I got information to the IT department, I did cut several capital improvement things out of their budget. When I visited with Mark by email, he got back, not even through me, email, he got back to me through Melissa and then Joanna that his budget was legit. But I still took some capital improvement things out of there, so you'll need to look at that budget visit with him. Again, I want to point out the big thing is salaries. And there are several of the department heads, elected officials, that feel like we're under the norm in salaries. I think that just last week, Walmart decided they were going to start paying a minimum of 12 or something like that. And we know that we're not there yet in all our departments. Danny and I talked this morning. We feel like that our deputies are underpaid for sure. I think there's a lot of people in the courthouse that are underpaid, and we have a great benefits package, I think a good place to work, but we need to be looking at trying to figure out how we can get those salaries back to where they need to be. But we don't want to get on the other side of that. Again, Danny came by this morning, I talked with him. If we get those salaries too high where that fund balance gets lower than what you guys are comfortable with, what the county is comfortable with, and then we'll be in a position where we have to cut back some expenses, and about the only way to do that is to lose personnel, because about somewhere around 70-80% of our general county revenue is salaries. So, looking at then the bottom line there, if you look at the bottom line on that page, that sheets are the general county totals. Looking at the 2016, it shows the total revenues are about $1.9 million less than the total expenses. And that sounds like, oh, we're really in trouble. But if you look at those things in there that we either do not plan to spend, or our capital improvements, which we don't mind taking that from our fund balance, the difference is not very much difference right there. We'd have to go through and figure all those. But this budget, I'd be fine with this budget, I think, especially considering the track record of myself and the commission to budget very conservatively. I would say that if we adopted this budget, stuck to this budget, and kept our conservative ways, that we would spend less than what we bring in. not very much less, though. So knowing that you're going to have to deal with salaries, you have a lot to work at there, okay? Our labor force total, and most of the rest of those funds, you can go through those and look at them. I hope you already have because I sent this to you earlier. Most of the rest of those funds have large enough revenues and their expenses are where they're in really good shape. In fact, some of the capital improvement accounts, we need to be looking at how we might be able to use those capital improvement funds someplace to have an appropriate and good capital improvement, even road and bridge or sewer or something like that. One thing I want you to know, too, I did, since we did the refinancing of the jail bonds, and you'll notice if you looked at there, 118 is budgeted quite a lot less than it was before. The reason is because I have decided that we should probably be paying for some of those jail maintenance out of that law enforcement fund. Talked to Jimmy about that, and he felt the same way. We looked at the ballot language, and I think that we can safely say we can maybe take $200,000 in jail maintenance out of that 550 account, the law enforcement tax. And we have that money in there because we did the refinancing. So, okay. You guys have any questions yet? I had a note to look at the health insurance, and I just got the information I really needed to do a little bit different thing on that. I didn't budget quite that much in there, so we'll probably have to make a little bit of adjustment on that. As far as salaries go, you guys need to realize that I tried to figure what it would cost you for just a 10-cent raise in figuring in all the Social Security taxes, which are a percentage, figuring in the loggers, which is a percentage. And the dilemma with that is we pay two different percentages in loggers, so you can't be exact. You only get an estimate. But a 10-cent raise across the board would amount to about $40,000 on your GCR budget. So if you were to go to a dollar raise, it's going to be about $400,000 on your GCR budget. And that is the budget you have to worry about the most right now. Okay. This is really the third step in the budget process. Again, I explained that we had the people bring in their requests. We compiled it, put it together, did some visiting with those people, reduced some of those amounts, maybe added to some of those amounts, and now it's in your hands. And I believe your major, major concern, guys, is the salaries. So any questions from you or anybody, I guess? Guys, I believe that probably the next thing for you to do is to set up a schedule of you need to visit with a particular sheriff and particular IT department. If you want to visit with other ones, you can. I think that if you treat them fairly with the salaries, I think everybody else is going to be all right with that. I know that they're okay with everything that's in there besides the salaries right now. And I'll be glad to help you with that. If you're going to do that, I would like for it to be down here in this room so that we can broadcast that and everybody can hear that. So thank you very much.
Frank, Rick, to that, you said you want us to do the budget process down here?
I very much would appreciate that, yes.
We go in and out of executive too much when we deal with specific individuals that we'd be turning it on and off way too many times.
That's
just my opinion, so I don't know what
Well, and if you want to do that up there, that's fine. I don't feel comfortable going up there, and I feel like you just need to make sure you don't talk about individuals when you're down here. We need to deal in generalities anyway. You can deal with the specifics up there or go into one session and take care of all the specifics if you need to. So you guys need to do what you want to do. That's just my suggestion anyway.
Okay, Rick. Thank you.
believe that's all we have on the agenda. We're going to take up next upstairs the daily staff review and agenda requests.